And for thousands of kids in Alaska, the end of the school year usually means it's about time to head to summer camp. But as Alaska Public Media's Tegan Hanlon reports, the summer camp scene will look very different this year. Some programs say they're making big changes to adapt to the virus, while others are calling off camp completely.
Trailside Discovery Camp Director Vicki Longleather always has a lengthy list of supplies to order for her summer programs in Anchorage and Palmer. But this year, there's even more to buy, including more hand sanitizer, thermometers, disinfectant wipes, face masks, and art supplies.
Every camper is going to have their own individual, like, Ziploc full of, like, glue sticks and scissors and markers, crayons, paint, so that they have their own individual set.
That's because at summer camp during the coronavirus, there won't be any sharing or high fives or trading snacks or even sitting close together.
We're basically taking a few weeks to completely change something that we've been planning for the whole year.
Right now, Longleather is among camp directors across Alaska who are reworking their entire summer programs to prepare to welcome campers during the pandemic. As businesses reopen and more people are called back to their offices, some parents are anxiously waiting to find out if the camps will have room for their kids.
I do not have care if schools or summer camps don't go.
That's Erica Jensen, an Anchorage mom who depends on summer camp for her 9-year-old son, Orion. She works as a civil engineer. Months ago, she registered her son for camp for the summer. Then came the coronavirus and classroom closures, and her childcare concerns began.
It's been on my mind since March when all this happened, and I've been trying to take it 1 month at a time. Like, okay, I know I'm set through the end of May. All right, what am I doing in June?
Overall, there will be fewer camp spots for Alaska's children this summer as programs wrestle with the new state requirements. The state is requiring day camps to limit groups to no more than 10 children. Staff must use cloth face coverings, and older campers are encouraged to wear them too. Also, everyone will need to go through daily health screenings, and there's a list of other rules. Thomas Azarella is the director of the Alaska After School Network. He says some programs just don't have the money or the space or the time to comply with the new requirements. Some have canceled camp, reduced capacity, or moved programs online. Others, like Trailside, are trying to make it work. And Azarella is helping them navigate the new coronavirus reality.
We recognize summer camps are a critical part of getting our state economy open. A lot of families rely on the support that summer camps provide in terms of their ability to go back to work. So it's something that we are really, again, assessing and determining what are those best practices to ensure programs can open and do so safely and effectively.
Campfire Alaska is not new to caring for children during the coronavirus. Since early April, it has offered emergency childcare to kids of healthcare workers and first responders. This summer, it plans to hold its day camps in Anchorage and Eagle River. Campfire's chief program officer, Melanie Hooper, says her biggest piece of advice for other camps operating this summer is that everything takes a lot of time, from pre-packaging art supplies and snacks to keeping up with health guidelines.
They can't underestimate the amount of time and man hour it's going to take to just stay on top of the health guidance and know that you're going to be changing it sometimes weekly or daily. We've added additional staff meetings to make sure that we're training staff as those change and implement them as quickly as possible.
Hooper says the coronavirus has also prompted staff to get creative to keep kids farther apart.
When I'm putting together our summer supply list, we're like, okay, well, certain board games, you know, don't work well for physical distancing and not sharing supplies. But the ones that have become very wildly popular are Battleship from Afar and Guess Who.
Also, instead of kids using their hands to play tag, they'll tag each other with pool noodles. Or when going on hikes, one camp plans to have children hold on to a rope at knots placed at least 6 feet apart. But before any of that, they'll have to get their temperatures checked. In Anchorage, I'm Tegan Hanlon.